and the dust, and that was your life. And that old information is giving way to the new vibration that says, no, you are not the game piece. You are the vibration. Relevance of being the vibration is that you're the one that can change the outcome because the cells respond to your thoughts. And your thoughts are translated into the chemistry, as we talked about, which control your life. New thoughts, new information, new biology, new energy offers, by definition, an entirely new life. And when we look at the world right now, it's very important to understand this. It looks scary. It's like, oh, my God, pick up the newspaper, you know, turn on the TV news, whatever, and it's like, oh, my God, crisis after crisis after crisis. This will perpetuate a fear. Because if you fear, oh my God, my life is threatened by all these crises, then you're going to live in fear, and fear shuts down the system, and that's really where the stress and illness comes from. I just want people to understand that the crises that we face, it looks like bad news, but here's the issue. The crisis or crises that we face are the good news in what looks like bad news. Simple reason is this. Crisis says you cannot continue doing what you've been doing because it's causing a problem. And the crisis that the world is facing right now is a wake-up call to humanity. It says the way you have been living on this planet, your belief system, the way you influence the environment and the world around you is so out of harmony with life that you're destroying the environment, and you have to own this. You are the environment. So when you destroy the environment, it's actually self-destruction. And so we are now in a stage of looking at the scary stuff, and I'm going, well, you can get caught up and stay in the scary state of mind, or you can look at it and say, the way we've been living is not in harmony. It is self-destructive. We're killing the environment. We're killing ourselves. We must step outside. We must operate by new information, new awareness, new knowledge. Knowledge is power. The new knowledge is you are more than this body, you are a creator. And the creation aspect is not even a new idea in terms of science, because when quantum physics came in 1925 and 1930, the physicists who introduced quantum physics to the world stated clearly, emphatically, that we perceive of life as a physical mechanical machine when the new quantum physics reveals that life is more a thought, it's an energy, it's a consciousness. And all of a sudden it says, keep your mind focused on the fact that it's all energy and consciousness because that's what's creating our life. So rather than focusing on the mechanical material, the emphasis of our evolution is to change our consciousness. As we change our consciousness and vibrate at the higher vibrational frequency, we'll be then in harmony with the world around us. That good vibe is what will sustain us. In contrast to the bad vibes that are creating the situation right now. So it looks bad, but that looking bad is the most important step of our evolution. We must stop this and live in a different way. And the new science is offering that.
Okay. We had a little glitch there. Sorry, folks. It's interesting what he had to say about these vibrations and this communication. And I started to explain, people might not remember Cleve Baxter, that back in 1966, he put a lie detector machine, he connected it to a philodendron, and he wanted to see if there was any response that the philodendron would have if he took a match to the leaf of the plant. He didn't have a lighter or a match, so he left the room to borrow a lighter from someone else. And while he was in the other room, he was thinking about how he was going to ignite one of the leaves of the plant. So when the thought first started, he wasn't in that room. But when he came into the room, he saw on the lie detector that there was a lot of electrical activity from the plant. It's a wonderful story. It's still ongoing. I said you can go to anticorruptionsociety.com click on the Laudable Efforts link and scroll down, and you'll see the Power of Prayer and Intention. There's a small video clip of Cleve that appears to be done maybe in the late 60s, whereby he explains his experiment, he shows his equipment. He founded an organization called primaryperception.com. He went on to do even more research that organisms of different species communicate with each other. It's not just us communicating with each other through the ethers. There is a communication that takes place among different species, like his thoughts being picked up by the plant. It is the most fascinating work that he has done, and it's interesting because he did his experimentation in 1966, and according to Bruce Lipton, he started looking at stem cells in 1967. So they're going in the same direction, and I think it's just super exciting, but it also makes it really important that people understand the power of positive intentions, which is why we have that little clip at the end of the show every week, trying to get people to understand the importance of putting your good intentions, your good thoughts, your thoughts about love and about peace and harmony into the environment. Because as he said, it is so much more powerful than we've been told, this biocommunication system. Without our good intentions going into the environment, we are being overwhelmed by negativity. If you're watching TV, and I turn it on for a short time every day, you will notice what's on TV today is violence, Satanism, people getting murdered, people plotting murders, superficial modeling shows. It's just garbage. It's garbage, and it is designed to keep you thinking in this kind of catastrophic world that we don't have a choice, you know, that this is the real world, this is the way things are, and there's nothing we can do about it. As long as we're continuing to think these dark thoughts, it makes it very difficult for us to get this good outcome that we know we all deserve. So I hope you enjoyed Bruce Lipton, and I certainly hope more people do research and figure out what he's all about, because it's just amazing. And while you have time, take a look at the work that Cleve Baxter has done. These people are moving along the same lines. I think Cleve Baxter is still alive. I think he's still giving lectures. So you can do a search for Cleve Baxter, B-A-C-K-S-T-E-R, as well. We're happy to take callers while we wait. For anyone who wants to call in 1-800-313-9443 and share your thoughts with us about this amazing work of both Cleve Baxter and Bruce Lipton. Again, 1-800-313-9443. Now, I also want to say now, and I want to remind people of the importance of supporting RBN. Remember, folks, RBN does not have drug companies buying advertising on this show. There are no banks buying advertising on RBN. Monsanto and all of the garbage food producers out there don't advertise on RBN. RBN is listener-supported because RBN gives hosts, and there's so many good hosts on this network, the opportunity to tell the truth about what is going on, what the government's really doing, what the corporations are really doing, what the legal system is really all about, and the money monsters and the corporate profiteers, they don't want you to know. So to keep this network afloat, we really have to take very seriously the need to support it. I'm going to mention a couple ways you can donate to RBN. You can send a check, if you like, to Republic Broadcasting Network. The address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can call and make a donation directly by calling 800-724-2719, and that would be extension number 1. Or you can go to their website, republicbroadcasting.org. On the homepage, there is a donate tab. Makes it real easy. You can either make a one-time donation or make a pledge. Anything you can do, even if it's a $5 donation, whatever you can do to keep RBN afloat is critically important. This network has got so many good programs for people to get the truth about the world in which we live and get ideas like the ones we're talking about tonight. You're not going to see Bruce Lipton on national network programs. He's not going to show up on Sunday morning talkhead shows because he is talking about empowering people, and that is exactly what they've been working very hard to prevent from happening. So please support the network, RBN, to the best of your ability. It would be so appreciated. Okay, we have a caller from Florida. Jim, how are you?
Hello, Al. Thank you for the show. It's very exciting and something that's been in my wheelhouse and the object of my sort of obsessive research all my life. You know, those all the things that he's talking about communication, vibrational levels of communication, I mean, that's something humans have always had, and they lost the knowledge or it's been taken away from us to depower us and this sort of thing. But you were talking about the doctor in the 70s with a plant, or 60s rather, with a plant. I think The first book I read was The Secret Life of Plants. Came out in the 70s, I think. That gentleman that wrote that book, he would go on vacation overseas, and he had the electrical impulses on his plants back home. He tripped and broke his arm while he was on vacation. He got back, and the exact moment he broke his arm, all his plants just spiked in his apartment in Manhattan. So that's worldwide. And I just read a new book by a guy called The Secret...
Hold on, Jim. Let's stop and think about what Jim just said. Say that again, Jim. I mean, people need to get what you just said. How far across the planet was he when this communication took place through the ethers?
He was in Europe. He had an apartment in Manhattan, I believe, New York, and his lab there with all his plants, and he had them hooked up to different machines that would register electrical impulses, just like, you know, the old, like you guys were talking about, like the old lie detectors. And I don't remember what they called them, but he would, he started out with, you know, trying different types of music around them and registering it, but then he discovered that he developed a bond with them. I guess his vibrations, you know, bonded with the plants, and they loved him because he would be out and about different things, and he would see strange spikes, and then try to figure out what he did that day, and find that something had happened that upset him, or whatever. But the big wow was he went on vacation with his wife or overseas to Europe, and so they were thousands of miles away. I don't remember if it's Ireland or somewhere. It was just on the other side of the world, and he had slipped and broke his arm. And when he got back and was going through his data, you know, of the electrical impulses on all the plants in his apartment, which were being attended to by some of his students and stuff, there was a huge spike just went off the chart with every plant in the room at the exact moment he fell and broke his arm on the other side of the world.
Wow. I just think that's amazing.
Now, he also, you know, discovered, went on and on and on, discovered more and more and more that all trees communicate with each other. I just read a book, a new book, by a guy that's an expert about trees, and he says that trees are putting out vibrational impulses and energy to each other, and if there's another tree that's sick nearby, they'll wean off some of their energy, and they'll all put it toward that tree and make sure it lives. And if there's humans around, the fruit trees will try to produce more fruit for them. And, I mean, it's really amazing. I think we have so much power. You know, God created us, of course, as creators. Like he said, you know, we're a little piece of the creator. And with our intention, if we can set our minds right and ignore all the lizards and wizards that for centuries have been trying to distract us and get a different vibrational rate out of us, to pull us down deeper or make us sicker or just block our real power, we can heal, you know, our bodies just with a the thoughts that were healed. It would create a vibrational rate that would heal those things, and all the things around us would chime in on their vibrational rate, which whether it's plants, whether it's air molecules, whether it's the water you're going to drink, you know, to help you heal.
Yeah,
but you know, it's everything's responding to it. You are the power. It's what you're putting out. You know, if you're putting out, you know, energy, things are going to respond that way. And a lot of things in nature, since they've been told to obey and take care of us, you know, by the Lord, they're still put here for us. They think, well, that's what he wants, or that's what she wants. They want that energy, so they send a little of that, you know, and not knowing that, you know. Once again,
right.
I'm not giving them consciousness. I'm just saying, they're obeying. And a lot of people, it's not their fault. They've been under spells since the day they were born. You know, and it used to be when I was growing up. And I'm 45, so you know, I grew up born in 70. So, you know, anybody who talked about, you know, man, if you just think happy thoughts, or if you just think about positive things, or like when Wayne Dyer first started talking about Matt, you know. Repeating different phrases to yourself, you know, to convince your subconscious it's true and this sort of thing. People, you know, they automatically roll their eyes at you and think you're not, but, you know, so many people have achieved such great results with it. And also believe, and I'll wrap it up because I know there's other people that probably want to call, somebody could have a whole show on RBN or any network just on this subject. And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And people, I could tell you stories of all the books I've read, just little pieces here and there over the years. It just, somebody out there listening will be like, what? Did you hear that? Here's a neat little thing. Since we're all, I this morning I got up, Saturday morning, it was beautiful out here, and I went out to my chickens and, you know, my diffs and my dogs, and we were out there listening to some music, just sort of trying to bring the day in nice, and, you know, I turned on the news like I always do, and I have the radio on, I'm multitasking as usual, and it's just war, 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 kill, 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 Korea, Korea, Korea. Money, budget, this, that, who's angry at who, who's doing this. And I just said, it's enough, you know. And I tried to call into the show this morning and tell them, you know, anybody within the sound of my voice, you know, they're not allowed to keep telling us how to feel and what's going on or what to care about. That stuff doesn't matter to us, you know. And if we all over here decided it didn't matter to us and we focused on the positive things over here, it'd probably be so powerful that a lot of these other countries would inadvertently be affected by it. But, you know, I'll say the same thing. This has been studied so much that even snipers over in, I guess, Afghanistan or Iraq or wherever they're last shooting people and learning new tricks, they also learn that if they're looking at somebody and he's hundreds and hundreds of yards away, a mile away, and they've got the scope on him, because sometimes they watch these guys for a while before they actually shoot them, that when they actually go to pull the trigger to actually make the shot, that they have to look away from the scope, sort of cut off that line of energy and fire, because so many, what they were noticing was their intention, looking through that scope, the person on the other end who had no idea they were even there, over in the mountain or in the cave or whatever, hiding on the rooftop, noticed something was wrong and ran away.
Wow.
They felt the intention, they felt the look, you know, like, oh, the feeling people get, I feel like somebody's watching me right now. Well, they felt that, and they evaded the position they were in. So now they'll look away before they actually pull the trigger, so as not to give away through that psychic vibration that they're about to pull the trigger that is going to kill the person on the other end, and the person doesn't. Anyway, that's just, I don't enjoy talking about that stuff, but that's just, I mean, the military is even using it. You know, they found it to be true just through trial and error. But I just want to say one little thing. I'm a Christian, of course, and I think that the Christianity is basically, and Jesus talked about this, and in one way or another, through different ways he said things, he's told us all of this. And if you look at the stories from the Old Testament, I think Adam and Eve in the garden, a lot of those things are talking about exactly what we're talking about here. And you know, guys, anybody who hears my voice, you know, I love news. I love following all the talk show hosts, and you know, I can multitask and just data. But you know, you got to just, when it's something like right now, where they're just like, he has to be taking war, kill, bombs, this, that, and the other. You can't have that stuff rolling around your head every day. It's not fair for them to put it up there all day, every day. They're wizards. They know what they're doing. Just turn it all off. Turn it off. Don't read the paper. If it's Saturday or Sunday, just do this in the morning. And just go out in your yard and sit there and have a cup of coffee and look at the trees in your yard and listen to the birds. I know it sounds silly, but you'll relax. you'll start to see the beauty that's all around you, and you feel it. Go for a walk through the woods. Take your dog for a walk down a road you've never been. Look at those trees and those houses and those yards.
Yeah.
Smell. I can smell all the flowers. You can smell the bark. Okay. You can smell stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to feel much better. Okay, Jim, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, it's okay. Thank you.
Going to break. Thanks for calling in. Good points.
All right.
Really good
you keep
points.
It up. We love you, Alan. All right.
Thank you. Yes, there's a huge power out there that we're not being told about, and we're far more powerful than we know. And it's important that we understand that. This is what the wizards don't want you to know. They want to keep you in this fear mode. We'll be back after this break.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio.
Welcome back to A Defense of Humanity, and I wanted to say something. The last caller, Jim, made some really good points. He's talking about relating to nature, and as Cleve Baxter absolutely proved, that there is a communication system between us and the natural plants and animal world, okay? So the fact that the money monsters and the controllers have created, and this is what I've observed in my life, this fight between the people who say, well, the government, how did they put it? They're against environmentalism. Environmentalism's bad because they care more about the plants than they do about people. Then you've got the other side saying people are everything, the plants and animals are here to serve us. Keeping this battle going on between those who care about a clean and healthy environment and those who see that as a threat to the health and happiness of mankind, that serves them. I have never believed that we couldn't live in compatibly within our environment. I am an environmentalist, but I never ever said to anyone, well, to save the environment, we have to kill millions of people. I have never said that, and I don't believe that at all. So I just wanted to get that in. We can't let them divide us. This environment is precious to us. I mean, it is absolutely precious. Nature is nurtures us as well. So destroying the environment should upset everyone. And sadly, the environmental organizations are doing very little to help us protect the environment. They're all on the climate change wagon. well, all of these, you know, Monsanto and these other corporations are creating these monstrous toxic chemicals. They're pretty much keeping their mouth shut, and they're all they're worried about anymore is carbon dioxide, which is not a pollutant. So I just had to get that in. But I'm glad Jim brought up the work of Clive Baxter, and I have not read what he had read. I think that is absolutely fascinating. Okay, we have another caller, Judy from Wisconsin. Judy, how are you tonight? Judy, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, I remember years ago reading a wonderful book in our library, The Secret Life of Plants.
Yes.
And I guess Jim had gotten real close to it. I was being brought on, and I missed a little bit of the prefixing his different topics that he had read about. But this sounds like the foundation of becoming co-creators in the universe and mass consciousness. And if we stood up to the war front as co-creators to go against these destroyers, we're going to have a lot more power in our masses.
Absolutely.
And this is very exciting to me.
And it should be good news. I mean, that's why I did the show tonight, because I wanted people to be aware of this. And more people need to share this and become aware. We need to understand exactly what you're saying, Judy, that we deserve a beautiful habitat. Our children deserve a beautiful habitat. We deserve love and joy and happiness. And we can actually help create it.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I got reattached to this with the smart technology. If they want to invade our privacy and want to tap into our thoughts, well, my goodness, doesn't it actually work the other way? We can tap into our own and transmit. We can also receive this energy. And this is a wonderful time to be alive, because now we can step up and make a difference.
Yes.
And thank you so much for your program tonight, Al.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed
you.
Thank you. I enjoyed doing it. I spent this week listening to a lot of the work of Bruce Lipton, and I listened to an interview that he did with Tom Campbell. That's on the internet too. This was a couple apparently invited both Bruce Lipton and Tom Campbell to their home, and they videotaped their joint conversation. Apparently it was the first time that they had met, and they were sharing. Tom Campbell is a physicist who's been looking at quantum physics for many, many, many years. And as we know, Bruce Lipton is a microbiologist. And it's a fascinating conversation that the two of them had. They concluded, they were both in agreement, that the force that we need is called love. Now, we all define that differently. That creates the kind of energy that is healing. Is love.
It's the greatest healing energy.
It is the greatest healing energy. But you know, Judy, Tom added kind of to that definition, because when you just say love, not everybody understands that. Not everybody has a partner. Not everybody feels like they're in love. So, all the time, anyway. But Tom Campbell, he extended the definition, Judy, to include cooperation, compassion, the kind of activities that we could all be involved with, acts of kindness. In other words, if you expand the word love to these positive, caring vibrations, everybody's capable of it.
Do unto others. You're exactly right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
and
we
it becomes
an act of kindness every day, couldn't we, if we set out to do that?
Oh, my gosh, yes, and be very busy doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It is wonderful, but people, we don't realize how much power it has to change the world, to change our life, and it feels good to do kind things for people. It feels good to open doors for someone who's having difficulty. it feels good when you're having difficulty to know that someone else is happy to open a door for you. I mean, this they cannot take away from us.
No, no. And, you know, when we get started, for the new people getting started on this, it is very important to be still and know and listen to nature. And I remember for years that I didn't have any radio or television or anything, and I loved to hear the sounds of nature.
Yes.
And I learned a lot just by listening to it.
Okay, hold
and
on.
And thank you so much. No, that's okay. I'll drop off and let some other people please help here.
Okay, thank you, Judy. We're going to break. We'll be back shortly.
Bye-bye.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited.
In Defense of Humanity, and if you'd like to call in and share your thoughts tonight, if you're new and you aren't familiar with how to do that, the number is 1-800-313-9443. I'm glad that Judy, you know, brought up listening to nature. It reminded me of a vacation my husband and I took last spring. We took a camping trip. We were gone for 3 weeks. We traveled 1,500 miles. We went out west and we saw Zion National Park and Yellowstone and Bryce. But we were camping. And what struck me is that every night when we set up the camper, we set up in different locations every couple of nights. I wouldn't be too aware of the wildlife because in a campground, you know, you've got mainly campers and wonderful, beautiful trees. But I would wake up every morning to different birds. And I had forgotten, and I'm not sure I ever really knew, but people, different places in this country have different birds, different songbirds. And so I'd wake up to a different songbird every morning. And it was just so delightful. Because where I live in Columbus, Ohio, pretty much the same birds sing every morning, and I don't think much about them. But then when I went out west and there were different songs, it was just such a treat. I mean, nature is truly, truly where we get our energy, our joy, our sense of peace and calm. This is what they don't want us to have, and this is what we are absolutely entitled to. Take the time to get outside, take the time to walk in the park, take the time to take a camping trip. That is how you rejuvenate your spirit, in my opinion. Okay, we have a caller from Idaho. Wes, are you there?
Sure am, Al. Kobe Bryant defense, hypothetically, if they were to bring charges against you, could you not demand to see what it was that tied you to a contract agreement to them? And if they were to bring forth a driver's license or an application for a bank account, could you not maybe say, that is not my authorized signature?
No, that doesn't work, but we're kind of talking about something else tonight, Wes. Why don't we bring that up? We'll get back to that maybe next Saturday. Would that be okay?
Yeah, I guess so. I had another question, yeah. I guess. I mean,
I just kind of thought that to get people to understand what the concepts of Bruce Lipton, that's going to be a tall order for an awful lot of people who are new to that, you know?
Okay.
Okay, and I'd like people to think about it and share their thoughts, because this is important as well. Wes is talking about our legal system, and if you're new to the show, we talk about that a lot on this program, and we've tried to get people to understand that we don't know it, but for the most part, we're consenting to this system, and that is part of the awakening, is getting people to understand that we're being tricked into consenting to a horrific injustice system because we don't understand it. So part of the awakening is to understand what role we're playing to keep this monster in place. And we are, in more than one ways, participating in our own destruction. And again, it's lack of knowledge. So thanks, Wes. What did you think of Bruce Lipton?
I haven't gotten around to it. I wrote it down, and I missed that, I guess, earlier that you played it. I wrote it down. I'm going to find it after the show.
Okay, great, Wes. You're going to enjoy it. Thanks for calling in. I know you're going to love Bruce Lipton. Okay, we have another caller, Melody from Colorado. I was in that state last spring. How are you, Melody?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good.
I didn't catch the very first part of your program. Did you explain how you became familiar with Bruce Lipton's work?
No, I didn't. And I'm trying to remember. It was a couple years ago. I honestly think that I just accidentally ran into it. And then when I watched some of his work, some of what he is available on YouTube, I started talking to other people. And found out that I was kind of coming in late. A lot of people knew all about him, and I was like, wow, I missed that one. Okay, but I think it was by accident.
Okay, well, I could be way off base here, but for some reason, I think where I came across his name is I thought maybe he had a program at one time on Republic, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. Ken, are you aware of a program that Bruce had on this network? No,
it would have been 8 or 10 years ago, more than likely, or you know, early on.
Yeah,
but I thought that was where I had run across his work. But I could be confusing him with something else. But somewhere along the lines, I did start following up on some of his.
Well,
his
what did
work.
You? What do you think of him, Melody?
Oh, no, I got very intrigued by his work. I don't know why I didn't continue to follow through with it. I guess it was because I got interested in listening to all kinds of people, and I just, you know, spun out into another direction, I guess. But I definitely found his work quite intriguing. But well, it seems John had gotten into... Okay, I'm just saying John had gotten into several other... people that had gotten into health and things along the lines that maybe Bruce was using with his work, that off and on, you know, he would introduce into his program schedules, but he hasn't gotten in that direction in a while, so I was just...
I love what he had to say about Big Pharma, because we've covered that on this show quite a bit.
Right.
And they are really dangerous right now. I mean, we talked about it on another show. Since the 90s, and they passed new legislation, well, actually, since Ronald Reagan allowed them to test their own products and produce their own clinical trials and then submit that for approval, things have just gone from bad to worse. I mean, they just buy their way into approval, basically, and a lot of the products that they put out there, the side effects are horrific.
One of the things I always suspected, because I've been into buying health food supplements since the 70s, and one of the things that made me curious about the health food arena is I kept running across new, different, odd formulas, and they usually like, my mind just went blank on the term I want, but they would take something like GABA, or they would call it, you'd come up with new names you'd never heard of, and they kept introducing them into the supplement market. Well, it made me start wondering if the supplement market wasn't being used by pharma to introduce products before they ever even put them into the pharmaceutical arena. Are you following me?
I absolutely am. And I've had the same kind of doubts in my mind that, you know, they may be creating artificial, pharmaceutically created something and putting it, calling it by the same name and putting it into the marketplace. Yeah, I have thought about that.
Yeah, I really suspected that, particularly when they got into the amino acid arena, because if you were taking a B supplement, you know, you would have different variances in the dosages in those supplements, and then I was working with amino acids, they were at like 250 milligrams, 500 milligrams. It was like they were experimenting with it. It didn't happen as it did. Would have happened in nature, and that's when I started wondering if they were using the supplement arena because they didn't have to go through the same type of scrutiny, because they could just put it in there and then sell it, and then turn around and make it a pharmaceutical, and then they eventually started buying into the supplement market, and a lot of these supplement companies are now owned by pharmaceutical ones, correct?
I would not doubt that. I have not investigated that. I would not doubt that. But I know because I've mentioned on the program that I had a close relative who was quite ill this year. And I was able to look at the forms that this individual is asked to fill out. And I'm looking at the forms that when you go to a doctor, they hand you a form and it's basically essentially to get a history of you and your family, as if it matters what your mother died of at 95, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they also are now asking all the time, not only what medications are you on, they want to know what supplements or vitamins you're taking. Now, my feeling is, again, I don't trust them at all, that they're going to try, because then I went and looked up some of these supplements or vitamins, and I was finding all kinds of negative responses about them on websites like WebMD and this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think they want to know what supplements and vitamins people are taking. They're taking that information, incorporating it, this is only a suspicion, into their knowledge base and putting out information to discourage people from using them. That's what I saw.
Well, I do know back in the 90s when they were trying to take certain supplements off of the market, and when I was doing some of the research around something like Lobelia, and when you started going through the records, you'd find, you know, a case here or there, and yet when you look into the contraindications on a pharmaceutical supplement, you'd find, you know, much, much higher numbers, and that didn't stop them from pulling that product. But they actually would pull these supplements because of just one or two incidences, because they weren't really studying them in the first place.
No. So, and they don't really study these drugs very well either, I might add.
No, I get that feeling now.
Yes. What they call a clinical trial, I think we had that on a show, is that mm-hmm. they'll conduct clinical trials until they get the results they want. Then they'll bury the ones. They'll just make, they won't even submit the ones that prove the drug is more harmful than helpful. And they submit the ones, all they need is to submit two, I guess, and they'll submit the ones that they manipulated into getting a good result.
Right, right. That's what, you know, listening to some of Dr. Daniel's work on RBN, she'll read through some of those studies, and they are quite revealing.
I don't know
if you've ever had any talk to her at all or anything, but she has she has some interesting insight into how poorly the doctors themselves read these things, because they're inundated with so much information. So,
right,
you know,
right.
They just
and
take the word of the salesman.
That's correct, and that's what we found out. The doctors aren't even familiar with the side effects of the drugs that they prescribe. So
right.
that by Big Pharma keeping them unaware of what all these side effects are, the doctors then attribute every complaint the patient has as a symptom of the disease, and does not consider that it might not be a symptom, it might be a side effect. In fact, this relative that was quite ill earlier this year, we asked the nurse, how do they differentiate between symptoms and side effects? And the only answer we got is it's difficult. No kidding, right? No, you think? I couldn't believe that. I'm glad you brought that up, because I did post an article today on anticorruptionsociety.com, and it's called Harvard Pseudoscientist Presents Pseudoscience as Real Science. And if people have a chance to look at that, they will see a paid propagandist for the status quo, who is also a Harvard physician, misinforming the graduating class of Caltech in 2016. I mean, it's disgusting what he told those people. And it was just, he presented like four things that are pure lies as truth to this unsuspecting group of young graduates. I had to put that out there because I wanted more people to be aware that this system has got so much money. They pay doctors to stand in front of groups of people and lie through their teeth all the time.
Did you find a relationship between fake science and fake news then?
Yep.
This is going to be a time. One of the things my husband used to dig bottles way back in the day, and he would dig up these old bottles on creek banks, and they would come from the 1800s. And what really struck me as interesting, every time I'd run across the elixir of life, this was going to cure all. And, I mean, they all claimed that through the years, which made me already skeptical of the supplement industry, although I've been very, you know, I still utilize them far more than I ever did the AMA products, but
right.
I did, you know, become skeptical in that, how that developed in our treatment of conditions, because they've always been pushing products from way back, far back in history, and somebody was always trying to come up with something that was going to cure everything.
We had a show where we talked about the revelation, and again, that's on my website. If you want to see it, it's, How Big Oil Conquered the World was by James Corbett, and he talks about Rockefeller being a snake oil salesman.
Right, right, and this, yeah, and that's what they all came back, like, a lot of that came out of that same era, if you study
yes,
the history
and,
of
People don't realize that Rockefeller was instrumental in the establishment of both the FDA and the AMA to get rid of homeopathic medicine and naturopathic medicine and replace it in medical schools with pharmaceutical medicine. And that he used a lot of money, donated it to medical schools to get the job done. And they are now all, none of them teach anything natural. It's all pharmaceutical.
Right, right. And the reason why I ended up calling, because I was going to send an email to you, and I found I couldn't find your email address. Is it posted on your website?
Yeah, it is, but it's also on RBN. No more corruption. All in one word, no more corruption. Okay, at Huawei.com. And that's
okay, because that one came back. That was the one that came back. It said page not found.
Okay, I'll have to check that. Well, listen, folks, we're done for
right,
tonight.
Thank you
for calling in. I hope you stay tuned and participate with our imaging prayer, which is exactly what Bruce Lipton says we need to do. We should be doing it almost every day. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week.
Herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine.
Ken, are you there?
Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus
Ken?
At 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.